This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Vasantino is playing that song.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my back will hum.
It's time again for the Josie Show. My guest, Nikki Sider, Brooke Paul, and now we've got Tina Passantino. And now, because she just cool, I say,
you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Everyone, hope everyone's doing so great. Welcome to the Josie Show, everyone. We're gonna have such a great episode today because we have three great, amazing, talented guests, and it's gonna be so much fun. I've been looking forward to it, so it's gonna be so exciting. Here's what I have planned. Well, that was weird. I heard some weird echo. That was crazy. Well,
that was Ghost Josie. Woo!
That was my evil twin. That was very odd. Hopefully that doesn't happen again, the feedback and the crazy echo-ness happening. That was freaky. But anyway, here's what I have planned. So I have three amazing interviews to bring you tonight. Tonight you'll get to hear my chats with the amazing young talent Brooke Paul. I will also be speaking to Christy Warner and Lizzie Sider. So it's going to be a very great show with these three talents. You get to hear, some of our fun chats, some awesome music. And remember, we are live. So like we just demonstrated just a second ago with the weird echo, it is live. So anything can happen. You can't control it. But we try our best to control the impossible. But sometimes it doesn't work. But also, really quick, I want to mention Country Blast Radio, there's kind of still been a little bit of some confusion, so I kind of just added this into the show now because, you know, I don't want anyone to be confused. So to clear up any confusion between this radio show, The Josie Show, and my radio station, Country Blast Radio, The Josie Show is an all-genre show for our music artists, and also we have, like, actors and actresses, singers, songwriters, any talent, I mean, comedians, authors, I mean, it doesn't even matter. We have them all on. But Country Blast Radio is just the best mix of all that is country and is just a full licensed station. So it's 24/7 music nonstop. So that's kind of the difference between the two. You can listen to it and check them both out. They're very different from each other, and they're a lot of fun, if I do say so myself. And you can check out all of our past shows from The Josie Show on our networks tab on our site at josieshow.com. You can hear and find out more to hear all of our past episodes and our 12 special edition episodes currently up now. So you can check those out. All you have to do is, once again, go to our website, josieshow.com, and click on the special editions tab. You can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, and my full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Missy, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, and Sheila Ray Charles. You can check all those out and hear what's going on. Yes.
You do realize that after tonight, 7 episodes till our 200th show.
I know. That amazes me for some reason because it doesn't feel that long to me because I just have fun on this show. But that is so crazy. I'm excited.
Calendars for the middle of the beginning of September because we have our 4th year anniversary.
I know. That is so crazy. And I bet you're already just having so much fun planning out who's going to call and surprise me, right? And make me look crazy.
Yeah, we're not telling you.
You never tell me, so I'm not surprised. It's going to be interesting. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, and you can tell Tina to stop smirking because she's going to give it all away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be very interesting. You guys will get to see me guess who's calling in, you know, get names right. I mean, it's always fun. embarrass the Josie segment. So I am very, very excited for our show to begin. I mean, I know that my first guest here is already called in, so I would love to get her on because I do not want to delay. I am so excited. So everyone, please welcome the wonderful Lizzie Sider to the show. Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lizzie, how are you? Josie, thank you so much for having me on the show. My pleasure. I am just so thankful that you came on the show. I've been looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to you a little bit already on Facebook, and so it got me even more excited because you just seem like so, so great. So I'm very excited.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. And I know everyone just wants to get to know you a little bit better, and so do I. And you started very, very young, from my understanding. So can you tell us, you know, your earliest memory of making music? Let's just jump right in.
All right. Well, I have been in love with music and entertaining, I think, really ever since I knew what it was. I would stand on my kitchen coffee table at home back in Florida. I would put on a poodle skirt, and I'd turn on Summer Nights from Greece with Sandy singing on the TV, and I would dance and sing along to it on top of the coffee table. And I have some pictures, Josie. I'll have to send those over to you.
Yeah.
But I would set up my stuffed animals in a line or however I thought an audience would be, and I would put on a show for them. I would bow for them. And every summer, my parents and I have been going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And actually, that's where I am right now. And it's just so beautiful. And it's really small-town America. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, where do I get my country from if you're from South Florida? Well, the answer is Jackson Hole, Wyoming. You know, I've been coming here since I was 2 months old. And I think from a very young age, country just soaked into my soul because my parents play old country artists like Willie Nelson and Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn, and they play those artists in the kitchen every night while Mom's making dinner, and so it's just really sweet. And there's a local theater out here called the Jackson Hole Playhouse, and when I was 5 years old, I went with my parents to see my very first musical theater production, and it was Annie Get Your Gun. And I remember sitting in the audience just being in awe at what those actors were doing and at the singing and the dancing and just how much fun entertaining was, and just looking at the audience and seeing how they were having a great time. So the year after, the summer after, when I was 6 years old, I went back to the theater. I've been going back every single summer. And I participated in their children's theater program, where you go for a week and you learn a little bit about the theater. You also, you know, put on a little show at the end. And so that was my first musical theater production that I was in. And I had such a blast, and I just fell in love with it from a really early age. And I've been doing those shows at the Playhouse every year. I've also gotten involved in the main show that they have every summer, and I've helped out with concessions, and just the Playhouse has really become part of my family.
Wow, absolutely. Well, that's so, so cool. I love the story how you got started in that poodle skirt and on your coffee table. You know that it's in your soul when that comes so natural.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah.
That is so cute. I am definitely wanting those pictures now. Just say
okay. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna have to send them over to you. I think you would get a good chuckle out of them. They're really cute. I was actually recently looking through my iPhoto library, and I was seeing all of my different performance pictures from when I was little. And it's just so cool to kind of go through time and to look at the timeline of my performing.
Right, when it first got started.
right.
That is so awesome. It's so interesting, you know, when you see those pictures, you know, kind of like where you were and now you came so far and now you're doing everything that you're doing, and that's really cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I know you have to be a fan of some great country artists out there and, you know, whatever you like. Who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to?
You know, I draw my influences from so many different people. And as I was telling you a little bit, you know, how every night my parents play those old country artists, they are definitely some of my influences just for the country in me. And I do draw my influences from so many different artists. There's, you know, I can be listening to Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett one moment, and then Michael Bublé the next moment, and then like an orchestra soundtrack the next moment. But I think as far as me drawing influences for my country music and everything, not only country artists. One of my influences is Eva Cassidy. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but she is just so amazing, and her voice just has a beautiful, soft, gentle quality about it. And she can she's just so dynamic, and that's what I love about her. Also, Faith Hill is an influence of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie O'Neill, I've gotten the privilege to work with Jamie a few times, and I actually co-wrote my debut single, Butterfly, with Jamie. And she, not only has she influenced me as far as my voice and performing, but she is just an all-around great person. And she's always given me valuable and great tips when we're recording in the studio, and I've learned some cool writing techniques from her, and just being around her family. It's a really, really nice atmosphere.
Yeah, I think that's always important that you have that team around you that kind of teaches you the ropes a little bit, and so you can learn from them. You know, I think that's very important, and that's really cool. And you have a very, very big variety as well with what you listen to. I'm that way too. I mean, just it's music is music to me. just whatever genre you're into. I think that's really cool that you kind of mix it up, keep it fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, why not, yeah. Right?
Right, exactly. And like you mentioned a little bit, I mean, you've worked with a lot of great people and, worked with some really great songwriters. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience? Do you like it kind of two heads better than one? What do you like kind of working with other people?
I do. I love meeting new people and working with other people. And I find that when I do that, especially being 15, I get to learn so many things. Like when I'm in a co-writing session, I've gotten the opportunity to write with some fantastic writers, and that's been so valuable to me because when I'm sitting in the room with these great writers, I've learned new techniques of writing, and it's also helped me find who I am as a writer, and working with other people, performing with someone such as Jamie O'Neill. It's really cool to be on stage with her and just to be surrounded by other people. And I've run into so many amazing people who have been willing to help me along the way and just give me nothing but great advice and support and encouragement. And that I've been so blessed to have that. And it's just been so much fun being able to meet everyone who I've met. And I really do love meeting new people.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, you have worked with such, wonderful different kind of songwriters and doing all that. And the single that you actually mentioned, Butterfly, I'm about to play in just a second, but I seen on when you go on YouTube, everyone, and you type in Butterfly, you can see her single, and it has over 900,000 views on YouTube, which is just incredible. Can you tell us about this song? People love it. I mean, obviously.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, Butterfly, I did co-write with Jamie O'Neill, and it comes from a personal experience of mine. When I was in elementary school, I was teased by the other kids in my grade, and some of the things that would go on, they would exclude me from lunch and their games on the playground, and they would just make me really feel like I was nothing. And I would sing all the time at school, for example, and when I would be singing on the playground, they would come up to me and they would ask me to sing for them, and then when I would start, they would call me names and laugh at me and run away. So it was really, really hard for me. And I came home crying almost every single day, just begging my parents to homeschool me or do something about it or, you know, talk to the principal or somehow kind of make the situation go away. And one day before I left for school, my dad told me that, hey, nobody has the power to ruin your day. And at first, it was a little tricky for me to understand that. But after a while, I really, really got it. And I understood that nobody has the power to knock me down. And I honestly felt freedom like a butterfly. And my parents were just so encouraging throughout all of those years and just, you know, always encouraging me to never stop believing in myself and to never stop dreaming and, you know, never let anyone knock you down. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a song about it with Jamie. I shared that experience with her, and we came up with Butterfly. And I think that I am so proud of this song, and I'm amazed of what Butterfly has done. I get messages on my Facebook page and my website and a lot of my other web pages from fans of mine and people who've heard Butterfly. They tell me that Butterfly has inspired them and that I am just inspirational to them. And that means so much to me that Butterfly can impact someone like that. And that's really, that's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is, you know, besides, other than loving what I do, I want to be a role model for young people and actually for people of all ages and to be able to touch their hearts and their lives and inspire them through my music. And I am just so amazed, and I Butterfly is really close to my heart.
Aw, it's an amazing song, and you do that. You succeed with being a great role model. You know, and like you, I went through bullying as well, and, you know, you witness it and all that stuff, and Butterfly, I think, is such a wonderful song for those who are kind of in that down place where they're like, oh, I can't do anything. I'm just, you know, they think, you know, you know, it's a really good pick-me-up song, and just it makes you feel good about yourself, and, you know, for a couple seconds, for, you know, how long this song lasts, you're kind of just like in your own world and like, I could do it, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, it's really a song to encourage, you know, empowerment and just, you know, believing in yourself and confidence and being like a butterfly.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. You have to be like a butterfly. Exactly. And I think this song is so wonderful, and people are really enjoying it. And like I said, you could actually just go to YouTube and type in Butterfly Lizzie Sider. But you have a YouTube account. Can you give out your YouTube page for people?
Yes, my YouTube page is LizzieSider. That's Lizzie Sider. It's all one word. And, yes, that is my Butterfly in-studio music video is up on YouTube. And you can check out a bunch of other cool things. I have a new music video as well that's up there. I encourage you all to go check that out as well. It's for my new single, I Love You That Much. But, yeah, you can go check out Butterfly. It's just a really fun video.
It is. It really is. And also, I Love You That Much. We're going to play that, too, later on in the show, which is another great song. And I have to admit, I did cry a little bit through the music video, like when they were all,
finding
their, you know. Yeah, it's emotional in a good way. It's such a good song. It's
thank
so beautiful.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
I encourage you all to please watch both of these music videos on her YouTube page, as she just mentioned, and I'll post all of the links after the show as well, so you could just click away.
I'd love to talk about kind of the music video and that song a little bit later.
Yes, please do. I'm definitely going to ask about that because I want to know more information. Trust me. I love it.
Awesome.
But now I know everyone's going to wants to, you know, hear Butterfly. So I'm going to play Butterfly right now. And please check it out on YouTube. And here we go. Let's play it, all right? I'm so ready. Here we go. Butterfly by Lizzie Sider. Going to want to purchase this song. So where can we go to purchase this song along with all of your other songs?
You can go to iTunes, and if you just type in my name, Lizzie Sider, I'll spell it out again. It's LizzieSider. You can go to my website. You can go to just, actually, if you want, you can just search my name in Google. You can find all the links. No, but I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. But if you want to get my songs, you can go right to iTunes.
Perfect, perfect. I always say when in doubt, Google. So that's like
oh, totally. Guide. It's
it is so addicting.
You know, I've been trying out Bing because,
oh,
you know,
Bing.
How you see those commercials where it's like Bing versus Google?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I have seen those. I've never tried it before, but I think I'm going to. Doesn't it do kind of like the same thing, or is it a little different? I don't know.
They're all the same. I don't know.
Okay, so they're all the same. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, got a little confused there. But that's so cool. Very, very cool. But, yeah, please go to her website, LizzieSider.com, and her YouTube. And check her out. And so also, I want to mention some really, really cool things. You've opened up for artists such as Aaron Tippin and Gloriana. Can you tell us a little bit about those experiences? Wow.
Yes. Actually, you know, at the beginning of the show, I heard you mention Aaron Tippin.
And
yes. I said to myself, oh, my gosh, yeah, I should let her know.
Small world.
I did get the opportunity to open for Aaron Tippin in Nashville at the Hard Rock Cafe. In June of 2012, and that was so much fun. And Aaron is, you know, he's just a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And I actually got to go up on stage and sing with his wife as his
cool.
background singers, which was really, really fun. That was on one of the songs of his. And opening for Gloriana was a lot of fun, too. That was in the Pittsburgh area. And it was recently, actually. And it's at this brand-new venue called Jurgles. And it's a just a... It was a really, really good experience, kind of, you know, sharing the stage with them and being able to meet them.
Wow, and just, yeah, definitely.
I've also opened for Jamie O'Neill, and that was really cool.
That is very cool. That's awesome. I mean, that must be like a highlight for you to finally actually, you know, get to not only perform, which is, you know, amazing, but also you get to perform with such talents like, you know, Aaron Tiffin, Gloriana, and everyone that you mentioned, Jamie O'Neill. I mean, that's craziness. Sounds so much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, thank you. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, you know, about learning from who you're with. And I find that even when I, you know, when I share the stage or when I open for artists such as those, it's cool because I do learn new things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet. I bet you get to learn so much from these great talents and just have a blast doing it. And you've had a lot of really, really cool experiences. I also seen that you've been on Crook and Chase. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Wow.
Yes.
Cool.
I was on Crook and Chase recently. And they are really, really nice people. And when I got to the studio, we said hello, and they were a lot of fun on the air. And they're just really great, genuine people. And I love meeting people like that. And like I said earlier, meeting new people is one of my favorite things. But
right.
I was also recently on the Hallmark Channel's Home and Family TV series, and that was a lot of fun, and it was nice because it really did feel like a family, home and family.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was, I filmed that in Los Angeles, and it was great to be out there, and I met a lot of new friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you ever get nervous, you know, before going on, you know, camera or, you know, doing any of that? Do you ever get, like, kind of nervous a little bit, or are you just like, let me do my thing? Like, what would you say?
I think rather than being nervous, well, it's kind of like excited nerves. I'm excited to get out there, to do my best, and to make everyone have a really great time.
Absolutely. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think that's so cool that you get to do all those different things, and you've achieved so many great things already and got to do a lot of really cool things. But what is that one dream or goal out there still that kind of is lingering that you really want to accomplish, you know, in the next 5 or so years? What would you say is your biggest, like, oh, I want to do that?
Well, I, you know, over the next 5 years, I don't know what's going to happen with my career, but what I do want is I want to continue to, you know, use my music to inspire others and to be a role model. And actually, I want to tell you about one of the things that already happened to me that was probably my greatest moment. I was performing in Nashville one night at a writer's night, and I just got done performing, and this father came up to me. And he said, you were great. Can you hold on 1 second? Let me go upstairs and get my daughter. I was performing in a hotel. And so a couple minutes later, he comes down with his daughter. And she comes out of the elevator on her daddy's arm. And she's wearing pink polka dot PJs. And she has a mask over her face. And she introduces herself to me. And I say, I'm Lizzie. She says, my name is Stephanie. And we get talking. And Stephanie is staying in the hotel. She lives a couple of hours outside of Nashville, but she is going to the Vanderbilt Hospital to get a bone marrow transplant because she has leukemia.
Oh,
and it was really just powerful speaking with her. And so I gave her a CD. We said our goodbyes. And then a couple of days later, she messages me on my Facebook page, and she says, hi, it's Stephanie. We met last night at the Hotel Indigo, and I'm having a benefit in my hometown. I want to know if you can come perform and meet my family and be there. So at that moment, I said, of course, I would love to go. And it was really amazing to me, you know, that I was able to do that. And when I got to the benefit a few weeks later, I met her family, and Stephanie looked so beautiful. And that whole experience was just so amazing for me. And it's just really why I'm doing what I'm doing. And it made me feel so good. And just to see the smile on her face was amazing. And
absolutely.
I was performing at an anti-bullying event on June 1st, actually, in Austin, Texas. And it was a fantastic event. And someone who happened to be there was David Long, who's have you ever seen the movie Bully?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Or heard of it, yeah. David Long was in the movie. And his son, Tyler, was one of the children that unfortunately committed suicide. And so it was powerful for me. I remember going to see that movie and going with my parents to see Bully, and afterwards we were all just in tears. And to be speaking to David, and we really connected, and we're in touch now, and so we're friends, and it's really nice to have met him and just to kind of be there for Tyler.
Absolutely. I think that is so amazing that what you do, you know, not only do you do everything that you do, but you also, you know, you kind of, you know, take a step back and then also, you know, talk with those, you know, great fans of yours and you do stuff to help them out and, you know, you do benefits and all that stuff. I wish more artists did that. You know what I mean? I think that is incredible, and I commend you for it. I think that's amazing what you do.
Thank
you.
You
know, what you stand for.
Thank you.
I think that's just incredible, incredible. And I would say that's a highlight, you know, getting to perform for that little girl, Stephanie. That's just, wow.
Oh, it's a highlight. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's
powerful.
Definitely the high point.
Definitely, definitely. That is so, so cool that you got the chance to do that for her. And Yeah, and there's questions in the chat room that I really want to read here. So let me see. B Bent LLC. I hope I said that right. Can you ask Lizzie if she could pick one experience that she has had on her had on this journey that sticks out in her mind? What would it be? I think the one that you just mentioned, right?
Yeah. I think that Stephanie moment and that whole story is just so beautiful. And I remember that Stephanie was telling me, Lizzie, you are an inspiration to me, and you really make me smile. I'm telling her back, Stephanie, you are an inspiration to me. I mean, Josie,
right.
You should have seen the way she just thought about life and you know, how she made it, every moment so meaningful. And that was definitely something that sticks out in my mind, and I think it always will.
Absolutely. Good questions, and good answers. Amazing, amazing. And there's some comments, not questions here. DJ says, love Butterfly Lizzie. And Eric B. says, very good song with a little dancing emoticon thingy, mabobber. That's so cute, by the way. So, yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Very awesome. Got some fans there. They're excited.
DJ and YK in the chat room are actually listening from Ireland.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's crazy. That's awesome. Thank you for tuning in. I mean, I don't blame you. Lizzie's awesome.
I'm so glad you guys responded to, you know, Butterfly, and I'm so glad that you guys like it. Ireland, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Ireland. Well, I hope you're having fun there in Ireland. awesome, awesome. So now here I want to talk about your other song here, I Love You That Much, that made the top 40 on the Music Row Country Breakout Charts. Can you tell us a little bit more about this song, the story behind this song for us?
Yes. Well, I was sitting in my living room with my producer, Joe Volpis, and it was just, you know, one of those days we were sitting around and we were throwing back and forth new ideas for songs. And I would play a song, he would play a song. And he played me this one song on the piano. And from the very first notes he played, I felt that really I connected to the song. And I connected with it because of what the song means to me. For me, I Love You That Much is about dreaming of loving someone that much. And for someone else, it may be about, you know, how they do love someone that much. And I think that that's really what makes the song so universal, is that however old you are or really whoever you are, you can relate to the song. And the recording process was so much fun. And just listening back to it, I still get chills. And there's a music video that's on YouTube, I Love You That Much, that you can go look up. And we shot the music video a few months ago, actually at the end of March, I believe, in downtown Los Angeles at the Union train station. And it was produced by Stephen Goldman, who is a fantastic producer. And he's produced a lot of Shania Twain and Alan Jackson. And we shot from like 8 in the morning to 7 at night. And I really loved meeting all of the crew members and the other actors that were in the video. And it was my first real music video shoot. So it was just a blast for me. And I will never forget the experience. And the first time that I saw the video, that I watched it back, I cried. It's just so touching. And I remember, Josie, you were saying that you were crying a little bit. So it's it's really sweet, I think, how the video was done. And it's just amazing, I think, how it all came together.
It did. And it came together so, I mean, like you said, just so beautifully. And it was very perfectly done. And I did cry. I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I did.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, and you guys will love it. Once again, you know, it's on YouTube, I Love You That Much, and it's incredible. I think it's just so sweet, the song, and like you said, it has different meanings for everyone. I mean, you know, it's one of those type of songs that just, it can mean anything. I think it's incredible, and I really want to play it right now, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. I would love for everyone to hear it.
Yeah, awesome. So let's do that right now. I Love You That Much by Lizzie Sider. Let's do it. Here we go.
Open the
was beautiful. That was I Love You That Much by Lizzie Sider. And there's a really cute message here for you about you on the chat room that I really wanted to mention. It's so cool. B. Bent LLC says, I'm sure that everyone that meets Lizzie loves her that much. So
oh,
cute.
That's cute. Thank
I
you.
Guys,
that's so sweet.
In the chat room. His name is Kenneth, and he wants us to say hi to Lizzie from New Zealand.
Wow,
hey,
New
Kenneth.
Zealand. Yeah.
Cool,
hey.
New Zealand. That's awesome.
Awesome. That is so cool. Hi, Kenneth. Awesome. Yes. Awesome. You have fans.
Thanks for listening.
You're making fans from all around the world, and I think that's so cool that you're very, just everyone just falls in love with you when you talk and when you make your music, and that's a great trait to have.
Thank you. You're very friendly.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Josie.
No problem. And also, DJ and YK says, Love You That Much is going to be a worldwide hit. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Oh,
with that.
Thank
for
you
sure.
so much.
Yes, DJ and YK, I hope you can read the future because I hope that's accurate. It will definitely be.
thank you, everyone, so much.
Yes, you are loved. You are loved in the chat room. And... Yes, and I have some fun questions here for you.
Okay.
Yes, but before we get to those, a little bit of a serious kind of question. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Any songs, any writing? What's been going on?
You
what's
know, Josie, mm-hmm. I am always doing stuff. I'm, just so busy. It's a lot of work, but it's really, really fun work for me. I'm actually mm-hmm. working on an album right now. The music was recorded in Nashville by Jason Aldean's band, and that was so cool, and just they're great guys, and recorded, that, and we're kind of hearing everything come together now. The album is going to be released in 2013. Don't have a set release date yet, but I'm just excited for everyone to hear it. They're going to hear a lot of some really sweet ballads and, that could bring a tear to your eye. There are some mid-tempos and there are some really fun, faster up-tempo songs. So I'm just excited for everyone to hear that. That's something I'm working on right now.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing your new stuff. That'd be so cool. And would you do some more music videos as well? Because that'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Based on how much fun I had on the first one. Of course. So I'd love to do that. It's just really, really fun for me making the music videos and really every part of the recording process and kind of the making process, if you will. There's the part when you're writing the song or when you're figuring out the music, and then there's the pre-production where you get everything started, then there's the recording where you're recording the music and the vocals, and then the mixing is really cool. That's the post-production, where you're kind of making sure all the levels are right and you're making some instruments pop out over others, and kind of making the song come alive. And then you listen back in the car. I still listen back in the car, and we're still working on it, but it's really, really cool to hear all of that hard work come together.
Oh, yeah. Wow. The finished product, when you first hear it, I mean, it must be very emotional. I know when I first heard my single, I was very emotional and was kind of like, because, you work on something so hard and you write it and you try to make it perfect, and then finally you see kind of the finished product. It brings tears to your eyes, literally.
Yeah,
like you said, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually remember the very first time that I heard myself back on any recording. And I played the song like 5 times. it was really, really cool. And you're right, it is emotional. It's really, it's like a very joyful, happy moment to hear all of that back.
Absolutely. That is amazing. And, you do such a great job in your songs. You should be proud of every single one because, I mean, people are just enjoying it, you know? I mean, you're getting new fans and just they're loving it.
Thank you.
They are. And really quick here, I want to correct myself. I've been saying his name wrong. It's DJ Andy K. Sorry about that. I'm bad with names. I've been calling him DJ and YK. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm crazy. Wanted to correct myself. I'm sorry, Andy K. But also, some fun questions here really quick for you. So do you have, while performing live or, you know, in the studio or wherever, have you ever had kind of an embarrassing moment where you're kind of like, oh, I wish that did not just happen? Do you have anything you can
I have a really funny story, actually. It wasn't really when I was performing on stage or anything. I was taking a master's class in New York for dancing, and it was when I was younger. It was probably when I was like 10 or 9, 10, or 11. And, you know, we were all doing our dance combination, and there's a part where we would, you know, turn around and we would do it all over again. We'd do it to the mirror, and then we'd do it back to the wall. And I guess that time around, the teacher said that you didn't have to turn around and do it over again, and I don't know if I didn't understand that correctly, but you know, it was a hip hop class, so it was, you know, all those moves, and it was really funny. But I turned around and I started doing it, and then I looked around me, and everyone was sitting down, and that was kind of embarrassing, but it was really funny, and it's hilarious to think back now. But right. Yeah, that was kind of, oh dear, I wish that wouldn't have happened moment.
That is funny. We all have them. I mean, we all do. But, I mean, looking back at it now, it's hilarious. But, I mean, hey, you're just, you know, you're showing them how it's done. I mean, you wanted to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing bad. Nothing wrong with it. But that's funny. So also, another fun question here for you. What are some hobbies that you like to do when you're not working on your music? What do you like to do for fun?
Oh, some of my fun activities. Let's see. Well, I just want to start by saying that whenever I try to get away from music, I always find myself going back to it.
Yeah.
I always find myself writing down an idea for a song or going back to the piano or the guitar and just playing. But when I am not involved in music, I love reading a book. I love playing tennis and basketball and, you know, spending time with my parents is one of my favorite things to do. It's really, yeah. I mean, because they really are my best friends. So it's really nice to have that family time. And we go, especially when we're out here in Jackson Hole, we go boating and hiking and biking.
Oh, wow.
So it's just a lot of, I like to do a lot of those active activities when I'm not, you know, singing or
exactly.
Doing anything musical.
Exactly. I mean, you have to have that downtime, and I mean, you deserve it because you're nonstop moving, but very, 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 very cool. I mean, spending time with the family, that's always important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and always. Also one of my favorite things is to spend time with my doggies.
You have doggies.
Ooh,
what
kind
of dogs?
Part of the family, so.
Hmm? Yeah. What kind of dogs do you have?
I have two Bichon Frises.
Ooh, pretty.
So they're little white fluff balls, and they're sweet.
That is so cute. So you're a big dog person. I am, too.
Dog people are awesome.
Awesome. I agree. And I'm not just saying that because I'm one of them. But
what kind of a dog do you have?
I have a dachshund, a little wiener dog.
Oh, those are so cute.
I love the little paws that are, you know, pretty much touching the ground. It's just so cute. I love it. Very, very nice. And you know, we're actually running out of time, and I really do not want to get cut off with you. But I just had so much fun chatting with you and getting to know you. And you can come back anytime. Anytime you have something new that you would like to promote, please give us a call. I mean, and we will just promote the heck out of it and talk with you again. Okay.
Thank you, Josie. I had such a fun time, too. So thanks so much for having me on the show. And hope to talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Absolutely. We definitely will. I mean, we'll definitely set up another time that we can have, you know, another little catch up or something. and that would be amazing. Thank you so much.
For sure. Thanks, Josie.
Incredible. No problem. No problem. We'll talk with you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good one.
Excited. You too. You too. Awesome. I had so much fun getting to know Lizzie Sider. I got to talk to her a little bit on Facebook before, and I seen all the exciting comments and what she does with her fans. I mean, she's so great with, you know, all of her fans and supporters. I got even more excited. I'm like, oh, I get to talk to her. That's awesome. So I was very excited. So now, and I'm so glad I got to talk to her. Once again, big thank you to Lizzie Sider. And please check her out on YouTube. And also Lizzie Sider, her website, lizziesider.com, I believe, and just check that out. And it's very, very easy, so check her out. And now I want to bring on here my producer and manager and all sorts of things.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Oh, I heard Alan. Hello?
Yeah, just so you guys know, I just checked the stats on how many are listening, and we got a huge crowd that is literally worldwide tonight.
Nice. Woo!
We have huge worldwide crowds.
That's awesome. I think that is...
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan, for keeping us in the loop with that. I think that's amazing because, I mean, we've already heard that people are from New Zealand that are listening in, Ireland, and I think that's incredible. Thank you so much. I know the time, you know, zones are very different, so it might be like nighttime by some of them, so or morning, so thank you
so
much.
All right. And before
some,
our next...
You got
oh,
some
go
squirrels listening while they eat some pudding.
That's important.
That's always important.
That's important. All right. So before our next guest comes on here, wanted to just get in a few things. First, we should give a big thank you to DJ Andy K there that's in the chat room because he spins your song all the time, Josie.
Oh,
so
I know. I appreciate it.
Special thanks to him.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry I was saying your name wrong. I tried to correct myself. I'm sorry.
And special thanks to Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio because they spin your song like crazy. We're number one for I have no idea how many weeks, well over 14 weeks. So special
wow,
thanks
thank
to them for
so
all the
much
spins for your teenage girl. And
appreciate
you'll be getting them song number two here very shortly. Can't
number
wait for that one to come out.
I know.
But now let me tell everybody quickly here about the VIP members. I don't want to miss this, so I want to make sure I get it in. If you are interested in becoming a Josie Show VIP member, which gets you tons and tons of on-air and social networking site type promos every single day for an entire year, just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and sign up. It takes only a second, and your benefits last for an entire year, so it's awesome. So I wanted to say hey to a few of our VIP members that we have right now. First, Vince Anthony. He is doing awesome things, working on a brand new CD, touring like crazy, opening up for amazing people this summer. So I think people like Travis Tritt, and then we have the Lost Trailers and Steve Holy. I mean, he's a busy man.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably one of the most touring bands I've ever seen, if that's proper grammar. Okay. But you can go ahead and you can find Vince Anthony at vinceanthonyonline.com. Check it all out, his touring dates. You don't want to miss him this summer. Tim Garman, who is consistently putting out new music, he came in, I believe, number four this month on Josie's Country Blast Countdown Blast for Chicago Country Girl, and we've got some more of his music up there as well. You can find Tim at timgarmanmusic.com. Larry Massey has songs playing on Country Blast Radio every day as well. Incredible voice. Make sure you check him out. You can find Larry Massey at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. And then Wayne Jacobs, who has several songs playing on the station, continually putting out new music as well. You can find Wayne Jacobs at reverbnation.com/Wayne Jacobs or waynejacobs.com. So there you go. Wanted to make sure I got all that information in there. We don't want to forget anybody. And do I have announcements? Of course I do.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. Like, I always have something to say. Thank goodness I talk fast.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it might just be a whole show just for my announcements.
I got that from you, I think.
Yeah.
Genetics.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's hard to slow down. It is.
Mm-hmm.
On August 17th at the Pana Sportsman's Club, Rudy Bain, Brad Howard, and Wesley Dennis will all be there performing. So We'll have more details about that coming soon. The show should be from about 4 to 7. So keep your eye on the Josie Show site, and we'll bring you updates. As far as the next one, we already have a mention for March 8th of next year. Wesley Dennis, Brad Howard, and Rudy Bain will be playing at the Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. Both of these are in Illinois. So you can go ahead and you can check those out. We'll have all the details soon, and we'll put them up for you guys so you know specifically where they're at and how to get tickets and how to show up there and where to find it and all those kinds of good things.
Perfect. And I want to talk a little bit here because I know a lot of people were wondering how they could advertise their business or their station on our stations. So if you want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio, then please call this wonderful number. Please get your pens and paper out. 331-442-5833. The number again is 331-442-5833. Or email our station manager, who you just heard, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. And we have introductory rates now, so there's never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio, so do it now. Also, stay tuned, you know, at the end of the show, because we are going to tell you how you can become a VIP member. Did she mention that? I don't remember, but we're going to do that. Short-term memory loss is kicking in. We are definitely going to do that. And also, Country Blast Radio, our 24/7 licensed radio station. It's actually called like two different things. It's called Josie's Country Blast Radio or Country Blast Radio. Both works. And we can be heard at www.countryblastradio.com. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/countryblastradio. Or, on Live365, you could search Country Blast Radio to find us. It's a free Live365 app. It's free on your iPhones and Droids. It's the Live365 app. And then in the search bar, it has a little search bar there. You just type in Country Blast Radio, and I should be the first one to pop up. And then that's all you got to do. And even right here at josieshow.com, you could hear it. Yes.
You know, July 4th is coming up. For those who aren't American listening, that's our Independence Day, big holiday, fireworks, barbecues. And people want to know if you're going to be doing your annual cowbell concert.
You know what? You might get a cowbell concert. You don't know. You never know. I mean, I might do it. It could happen.
The rendition of America the Beautiful on cowbell and kazoo is just, like, breathtaking.
Oh, I know. Right. But also, I want to mention here that, you know, with it, countryblastradio.com, we play the best mix of all that's country, such as new and classic country music, music from signed, independent artists, the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music. And so make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. We're highly ranked on Live365, even ahead of some FM stations, which is kind of breathtaking for me because I didn't expect that. So that's amazing. And it's all because of you. Thank you so much. And new music is currently added every week.
Speaking of what we play on Country Blast Radio, I started playing a lot of country rock crossover, and a lot of people were amazed to find out a lot of the rock bands, even going back to the 60s, that actually did country music. So we've been putting in a lot of Monkees, Poison, because Bret Michaels' roots were country and folk. And we're just expanding outward into different genres now.
We are. We're expanding to just different things. And you have to remember countryblastradio.com, where you can see what shows are airing on you know what times and the schedules and all that fun stuff. So just remember countryblastradio.com. Now, I do not want to keep my next guest waiting. I am very, very excited. Everyone, please welcome to the show Christy Warner to the show.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing amazing. I am so excited to chat with you. I talked to you a little bit on Facebook as well, and you got to love Facebook. And we, you seem amazing, and I'm very excited to talk to you.
I am so happy. Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this.
My pleasure. Me too. And, you know, I just want to jump right in because I want to get to know you a lot better. My viewers are going to definitely want to know a little bit more about you. So, you know, what is your earliest memory of making music, would you say? When did you get started in all this?
I would say 4 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I would walk around with my hairbrush and sing to my family, put on little shows for them. And, yeah, and actually, I think my junior year in high school, I started really, really singing, like, country music and stuff and booking shows and all that good stuff.
Wow, that is so cool that you know, you really got the music bug at the age of 4 years old. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of followed in my brother's footsteps. He sings as well, so kind of did what the big brother did.
Only natural.
I was like, I'm going to do that. I want to sing.
So cool, so cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, who are your biggest musical influences, would you say? I mean, who do you really listen to and look up to?
Oh, Reba McEntire, The Judds, Dolly Parton, Little Texas. I'm a huge fan of Little Texas. Michael Jackson, AC/DC, Aerosmith, the list goes on. Not just country. I'm kind of a rock girl.
I love it. I love it. I love that you
I
like a variety, though. You know?
Huh?
I like that. I like that you like a, you know, a variety of different kind of music.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
that, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't just, I mean, I love country, but I love to rock out once in a while.
That's awesome. So cool. Also, I want to mention here, I've seen where your music, we're about to play your music in just a second here, but I've seen where your music is described as having some of the Bakersfield sound to it. How would you describe that for everyone, a Bakersfield sound, for people who don't know what that means?
I would say, like, Buck Owens. You know Buck Owens. I wish I have got to meet him before he passed away. He's a big influence on me. So I would say the Buck Owens kind of feel, because he was from Bakersfield. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
it's so cool to be described, you know, as that.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. I mean, I'm so excited to play some of your music here, but first, can you tell us about some of the music that you have out currently, circling the web?
So, let's see. Well, actually, right now I'm working on an album, and I'm really excited about that. And actually, you can probably look some of that up on YouTube and some current stuff that I've been writing. This one song called Go On that I wrote with a really good friend of mine, just kind of talking about, you know, opening up and, you know, so you can check that out on YouTube.
Awesome. Awesome. I love YouTube. It's so easy. And, you know, your YouTube page, we could just type in your name, Christy Warner, and then it'll
Christy
pop
Warner
up, right?
Music, and you can pop up. Yep. Got my stuff out there. And you can also go on cdbaby.com and purchase my first album that I made.
Nice.
You can go
and
do that. Yeah.
CD Baby is always so easy.
It is. I love it.
Yeah. So that's awesome. So you have one CD out now and another one in the works. So I think that's very, very, very cool. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
With some great, great songwriters. I had the privilege to write with Porter Howe from Little Texas.
Oh, wow.
God bless Texas, yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, really excited that I got to write a song with him. Actually, I think one of the songs I gave you, Saddle Up, he actually co-wrote with me, with my brother, Scott, and my friend Sam Gay. So very, very proud of that song. It's an awesome song. We actually wrote that song for the military in mind. So it's a really, really good, powerful song. Yeah.
I love that. I love songs that have, you know, a good message and also are for something. You know what I mean? Those are my favorites.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes. So I actually, you know, I want to play this song first up here because I'm so excited. Saddle Up. And let's play that right now and we'll be right back, okay? I'm excited.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Let's do it. Saddle Up by Christy Warner and be right back with her in just a moment. Here we go.
A little nudge to get me to the edge. But when I'm there,
incredible. Thank you so much. I'm proud of that song.
You should.
That was a really fun one to write.
Yeah,
thank you.
No problem. You know, and I know that you have some, you know, social networking sites, all that fun stuff. So can you give us, you know, websites, social networking sites where we can chat with you?
Yes, actually, unfortunately, my website is being worked on right now. But Facebook, and actually, if you guys want to go and check out my Facebook music account, Christy Warner Music, please like that. And then to listen to my music, CD Baby, if you want to buy my album, and YouTube, right, for now.
Perfect.
For now, until
perfect.
I get my website working on. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So check that out.
Definitely. Check it out. Like her on Facebook, her fan page.
Yeah, Christy Warner Music. And I spell my name a little different. It's K-R-I-S-T-I. And then Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R.
Okay, good, yeah. I was just going to ask that because, you know, they could spell it differently. So thank you. Makes it easy.
Yes, I spell it a little different.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so there's a couple here, a couple comments for you here in the chat room.
Okay.
Yes. So Alan says, now this is more of my style of country music.
Oh, sorry, my phone keeps cutting out. Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
No worries. We understand technology. It's great.
I know, my gosh.
I know. But yeah, Alan says, now this is more my style of country music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I'm so glad you like it. Country
awesome.
Is a little
yes.
rough. Definitely. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And Eric B., in the chat room, has these, like, little dancing emoticon things, so I'm pretty sure he's grooving.
Awesome. Groove to it. I love it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And also, Tina Marie here in the chat room says, she rocks. Awesome voice. I agree.
Aw, thank you so much. I'm so glad everybody's enjoying it.
We are.
I love it.
We definitely are.
That's
mm-hmm.
what I do. That's why
That's
I
what
do
you-
what I do.
Exactly. And you do it so well. You really do.
Thank you so much.
No problem. So also here, I want to mention, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the tribute that you do with Woman of the U.S. Military? Can you tell us a little bit more in detail about your work there? Incredible.
Yeah, actually, well, soon I'm going to be doing a big concert with them. Probably in the next couple months, and actually that's why I wrote the Saddle Up song for them. But it's kind of in the works right now, so I don't know too much details, but it's supposed to be happening in the next couple months. So,
perfect.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, something we got to look
really
forward to.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, very exciting. And also some fun questions here for you. I love my fun questions.
Oh, me too. Bring it.
Bring it. Yes, I like that. The first one here is, what is one of your greatest career memories so far? What's been kind of a highlight for you?
Oh, I would definitely say working with Linda Davis. Now, I don't know if you've heard of her. Grammy Award winning Linda Davis.
Yes.
I got to work with her, and she helps me with my stage presence. I used to be really, really, really shy, and she just helped me how to work the stage, work the audience, and she's just amazing artist. And so I would definitely say that. Yeah, she's amazing. And, I mean, shoot, Hillary Scott, that's her daughter. She's one of my favorites.
Wow.
A privilege to work with that lady. She's amazing.
Amen.
Yeah.
I agree. That would definitely be a highlight. That's a good one. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Perfect. And also, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies.
I love movies. I'm a big movie buff.
Yeah.
I like to go hiking, anything outdoors. I love to go camping. I love to bowl. I love to play pool. Just sit at home with a glass of wine and have, like, girl nights.
Yeah.
Talk about boys. little girl talk, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Definitely. The norm. I mean, you know, you do the norm.
Be normal. I mean,
yeah. You have to do, you know, you have to have boy talk and stuff. I mean, that's very important.
Absolutely. Yes. For sure. You have to PJ, do each other's nails.
Exactly.
No.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very nice. I mean, because you need that downtime. I mean, you know, you're putting out great songs for us fans, and you deserve it. You deserve that time
Thank you so much.
You know.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. No problem. No problem. And another fun question here for you: have you ever had an embarrassing onstage moment that you could share with us? Anything kind of crazy happen, and you're like, oh, that shouldn't have happened. Uh-oh.
Yes. Yes. Something comes to mind, actually. This was not too long ago. I was on stage, and I had the mic in my hand with the mic stand, and I'm trying to be cool and kind of pull it off, you know? And I pull it off too fast, and the mic just hits me in the mouth.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. And it was noticeable. You know, people could see it. Just jammed right in my mouth. Yeah, so that was kind of embarrassing, and it kind of hurt, too.
Yeah, it kind of hurt, too, yeah.
Yeah, it did a little bit, but
it's
kind of embarrassing, I guess.
Right. Well, you know what? That stuff definitely happens. I mean, when it's live, you never know what could happen. Just, you know, be very careful picking up that mic.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Very, very nice. Yes. I mean, you know, those embarrassing things happen. You know, I've heard a lot of very interesting ones, so that's mild. So don't worry. You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
It happens more than once sometimes, actually.
Sometimes.
It has happened more than once.
Oh, really? The mic thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
Oh.
No. It's happened more than once.
Poor thing. Aww.
It's okay. I'm kind of clumsy like that, but it's okay.
Me too. That's so something I would do too, so.
Yeah? That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Your other song here that I would love to get to, because I know people are very excited and love your songs. So it's called Hello Me, and I would love to play that now and be right back.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're cutting out. I'm sorry.
No problem. No,
hello?
You're good.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay.
I know technology, so don't worry about it.
I know. I've been delaying because I've been hearing little echoes, so I pause. But, okay, I think we're good.
No problem. I'm just going to play your song, Hello Me, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Here we go.
Woo.
Let's do it. I'm excited. Woo!
Woke up this morning, something strange occurred. I checked on my heart and it almost didn't hurt. Stared at your picture and I barely shed a tear. Stumbled down the hall and I looked in the mirror. Yeah, much to my surprise, I caught a smile I almost recognized. Hello me, is that you? And if it is, where you been? Ain't seen you out since you know who. Took you down some road and left you there beyond repair. And you were gone for good as far as I knew. Down some road and left you there, me alone.
are you? I love it. By Christy Warner. I love it. Incredible, incredible. Another wonderful song.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Oh, thank you so much. I wish I wrote it. I didn't. But when I got that song, oh, thank you. When I heard it for the first time, I was like, I have to record that song. There was something about that song that touched me and that, you know, touches, you know, girls, you know, young girls, girls of all ages. And I was like, I want to record that song. I've got to have it.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
So, yeah,
I'm so glad you did. I mean, I don't think I can imagine the song without your voice. I mean, it's so, I love it.
Thank you. That's great. Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yes. Anytime.
Also here,
one more little question here because we are running out of time, but I really want to get it out because I think this one's a really, really good one. But I was wondering if there's any goals or anything else that you would like to do, you know, that you would like to see in the next 5 or 10 years kind of come out. What would you like to do?
Just keep making music and just continuing to do what I do, you know?
Yes.
Make people smile, write good music, you know, put on big shows and just, that's it, I think.
Yeah.
Just keep doing what I'm doing. I do it for the music and I love music and I don't know what I would do without music.
All right, I agree. Keep doing
it. If I can continue where I'm at right now, I'd be great. It'd be great for me. I love what I do.
Keep doing what you're doing and keep putting out great music for us fans. And you can come back anytime.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. Had a great time.
My pleasure. Me too. You are fantastic and so sweet. Thank you so much. And we'll chat with you on Facebook.
Thank you, Jessie. Yeah, we'll keep in touch, girl. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Uh-huh. We'll talk with you soon. Bye, Christy.
Okay. Bye, Jessie. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Christy Warder, everyone. She was so sweet and so talented. I know you guys loved her songs. Remember, you can get them on CD Baby. Her website is in the works, but when that's done, we'll definitely post it. And also find her on YouTube, Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, and Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R. Check her out. Please make sure you do that. I have so many wonderful, wonderful guests, and we are not done because now I want you to have a listen to this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful artist. He's so young and so great, and just he's adorable. An adorable rocker, I should say. Sounds funny when I say that, but he really is incredible. So please check out my interview with him. And we'll be right back.
All right. Well, I'm going to put on Brooks Paul. Everyone, enjoy.
And now we're here with Brooks Paul.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to be chatting with you. It'll be a lot of fun.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Oh, that's so cool. I am so excited. From the second I seen a YouTube video of you, I could tell you possessed an amazing, amazing talent. So can you please let me let my audience know how old you are?
I'm 12 years old.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wow. So you are young and you're doing your thing. There are many, many children out there that sing, as you know, but you have something very, very special. Not only are you a great singer, but, you know, you're a true live performer at this young age. You perform on stage like someone that's like 6 times your age. So do you remember how old you were when you first got started performing?
When I was about 3 or 4, I sang in my pre-K graduation. I sang I Believe I Can Fly, and that's kind of where it first got started.
Oh, wow. Did everyone clap so loudly?
Yes, ma'am.
I can imagine. That is awesome. And who are you a fan of? Who is your biggest musical influences?
My biggest influence is probably Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Good answer. Very good answer. I hear you. And another really, really cool thing about you, I noticed, is that you have a full adult band. Can you tell us who is in your band and what they all play?
Well, one of the guitar players, Kelly Jolly, he lives in Durham, North Carolina, and the other guitar player, Watt Meadows, he lives in Clarksville, Virginia, and Randy Garner is in Creedmoor, where I live. And he's the bass, and John Wade, the drummer, lives in Wilmington, North Carolina.
You all make a really, really great team. You all really do. And another really cool thing that I've seen while reading your bio, you're actually referred to as the Prince of Rock. How does that feel when you get called that?
It feels really cool.
Oh, I bet. Awesome. Another thing that you've done, I understand that you performed at the Myrtle Beach Bike Week, and that
you were.
That's awesome. You were like the youngest performer in their 70-year history. What's that like? That must have been fun.
It feels really cool feeling that I'm like the youngest singer to ever be at Bike Week in Daytona and Myrtle Beach. So it was really cool.
Yeah, did they welcome you with open arms? Was it all fun?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. As they should. Awesome. So now I would love to play your song here. We have your song Rock This Town Tonight. So let's play that and we'll be right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do it. Here we go. Let's play it. Rock This Town Tonight by Brooks Paul, and we'll be right back with him in just a second. Brooks, after listening to this song, I know a lot of new fans out there are wondering where they could purchase this song. So where can we go to get this song?
You can go to, like, the normal places where you buy songs, like iTunes, Amazon, and places like that.
Perfect. Those are so, so easy. And then you can get them on your iPhone and your iPad and everything like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome, awesome. Also, I know you have a website. Can you tell us where your website is?
My website right now is brookspaulmusic.com, and that'll take you to my webpage on Facebook. So then you'll just click to be a fan on my webpage.
Yes, like him.
And you can see all the videos that I've done in probably the past 2 years.
Really? Wow. That is awesome. So check it out. Everyone, remember to become a fan. Do it. And also, a fun question for you. What's one dream that you have for your career? Where would you like to see your career go?
I would want to tour all around the world and get a record deal.
That's a good answer. Oh, yeah. I see it in your future, too. I know there's going to be a lot of record labels trying to fight for you. I already know.
Thank you.
No problem. I know. Another really cool thing that you've done, I mean, I keep saying that, really cool things. I mean, you've done a lot of cool things. You were also featured on Ultimate Classic Rock, which is so awesome because they feature everyone from, like, Paul McCartney to AC/DC. So what was that like to see that for the first time? Wow.
Mm. It was cool because, like, the first 24 hours, we got about 20,000 hits.
Really? 20,000. So it's pretty popular. People liked it.
Yes, ma'am.
Very, very nice. That's awesome.
I wanted to mention that the youngest person in my band besides me, the drummer, is 40. So.
Wow. Wow, you guys, like I said before, you make a really, really great, great team. I mean, you could tell by your music. It just sounds so good, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, and I bet you guys all like each other, so it makes it better.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yes. And also, are you currently working on anything new that you could tell us about? Any new projects?
We're kind of working on making some new songs, but it's not really like, we haven't recorded it yet.
Oh, so that's in the works. That's coming soon sometime.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. I'm excited. I'm very excited to check out what you have coming up and, you know, all that stuff. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll be checking it all out. Don't worry. I'll be checking it. Yeah.
And we're going back to Florida in October to do Myrtle Beach. Well, we're going back to Daytona to do the bike week down there, and then we're coming back to Myrtle Beach to do bike week.
Wow, so you're very busy traveling and all that fun stuff, and, you know, that's awesome. Do you enjoy that part, the traveling? Do you like that part?
Yes, ma'am. The traveling's really fun, and we have to kind of go a long ways most of the time because I live in North Carolina, so.
Oh, yeah, wow, that's some ways. That's a trip.
Yes, ma'am.
That's fun, though. That's good. Another fun question here for you. Have you ever met anyone in the business yet that you really were excited that you got the chance to meet?
Well, I've met Artemis Pyle, the original drummer from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I've met the new bass player for Lynyrd Skynyrd in Raleigh.
Wow. Were you nervous at all, or were you just like, hi?
I wasn't really nervous that much. It was really, like, cool. And I met the singer for Journey, Arnel Panetta. He high-fived me at one of his concerts.
See, now that's something that you should put on your resume right there. That's awesome.
Yes, now it is.
Yes, that's an accomplishment right there.
And I got to go backstage to a Robert Plant concert in Raleigh, but he wasn't there, so.
Oh, boo. Oh, that's awesome, though. That is still so cool.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you've done a lot of really cool things. You got a lot of great experiences that most people don't get, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also, I know that it's really hard, you know, to balance school and, you know, with all of your live performances that you do. So how does that work for you? Are you like, homeschooled, or how do you do that? It's really cool.
I go to a regular school, but they're kind of okay with me missing about a week or two of school a year, so it's really cool.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad that they're, you know, supportive of that. You know what I mean? They know what you do.
Yes, ma'am.
They know what you do. Yes. Also, what do you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Do you have any fun hobbies?
Most of the time at home, I just shoot basketball and play with my brother.
Oh, yeah. Are you really good at basketball?
I've been playing for about, 2 years, but my brother's really good at basketball. His name's Camden.
Wow. So you have some competition there.
Yes.
How cool. How cool. Also, another thing here, before we have to go, we're running out of time, but I had so much fun talking to you.
That was fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Another thing I want to mention that I heard here, that your haircut was cut twice in your life, and you donated it to Locks for Love. Is that true? How cool.
Yes, ma'am. I have cut it twice in my life, and I haven't cut it in about 3 or 4 years.
Wow. So you like the long hair look?
Yes, ma'am.
Very nice. I like that you donated it to Locks for Love. I hope more people do that.
Yes, ma'am. And the last time I checked how long my hair was, it was 27 inches.
Whew. Wow. That's awesome. And people could probably see it in your pictures, so now they're going to all want to go to your page to check it out. That's awesome. But I had so much fun chatting with you and playing your song. Thank you so much for coming on. You're awesome.
Thank you. It was very fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad. We'll chat with you very, very soon, okay? Brooks Paul, everyone. Woo! I had so much fun talking with the wonderful Brooks Paul, and I hope you guys enjoyed the interview with him. He was so sweet with such great manners, and he was just so cute. But yes, he is very, very talented and amazing, so please check him out, Brooks Paul. And I just want to thank you all so much for coming on the show and tuning in and checking everything out. And big thank you to my guest for tonight. I had so much fun talking to Christy Warner and Lizzie Sider and Brooks Paul. And I had so much fun talking with all of them. And thanks again to you listeners for listening in and just spending the night with us. Thank you so much for chatting with us. And we'll talk with you guys very, very soon. Until next time. Mwah! Bye.